best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Let the candy bait continue and rage on through the states that we now know the most popular Halloween candy in every state, and we're not even in October yet. Thanks to a new study that analyzed Google searches to figure out the most popular Halloween candy in every state, and the results really are all over the place. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups won the most states with 12.
As I think this is appropriate.
Now, regular M&Ms won 8 states, but pretzel M&Ms won 2, and peanut M&Ms won 1, so that would make 11 states with some form of M&M.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought like the pretzel M&Ms would have made anybody's list.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they're good, don't get me wrong, but I'm surprised to hear that.
And Snickers only found themselves winning 5 states.
Oh, that's wrong. That should be higher.
I think the big surprise, though, is the Milk Dud.
Milk Duds?
The Milk Duds had a surprisingly strong showing, winning 5 states.
What?
Including Alabama and Georgia.
Oh, come on.
What are you toothless SOBs doing Milk Duds?
No, okay, all right.
Do you want to lose your one good tooth?
Okay. To be fair. Georgia is Snickers on this map. I think you were thinking Mississippi. Mississippi and Alabama are Milk Duds, as well as the Carolinas. Both North and South Carolina are Milk Duds.
Excuse me, Georgia, that I confused you with Mississippi and Alabama.
I would think they would take some offense to that.
My God.
I mean, I think they would take some offense to that.
What are you guys doing eating Milk Duds, though?
That's not good. Those are not that great.
They're so hard on your teeth. And it seems down south that you got to save as many of those as you can.
That's not nice. Come on.
Sometimes the truth isn't nice.
Come on.
Maybe that's the problem. We joke about poor hygiene and meth, but it's really Milk Duds.
Okay.
The Milk Duds are pulling the teeth out of the southern folks' mouths.
Wow. Oh, wow. So was this break all just now to rip on the south? Was that all this was?
SEC pride, Paul.
Come on, man. Complaints can be sent to shags at
zrgmail.com.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Any video that has the caption, wait for it, in the title, it's guaranteed going to be too long.
If you're ever feeling useless, just remember, the military exists in superhero movies.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Disneyland is a place full of wonderful characters, dazzling colors, and fairy tale landscapes. But for one man, it clearly was not enough because he decided to take some LSD at the children's theme park.
Okay, that's a bold choice.
Acid, man.
Okay, yes, yeah.
This happened in Paris, too. Disneyland Paris.
Okay.
I imagine it's just being fancier for some reason. Yes. So, okay. The guy's there with his girlfriend. No kids, just those two.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising through the theme park. And let's kick this up a notch, right? Look at all these pretty colors. Yeah, let's crank her up to 11. He pops the LSD tablet and goes on a trip. Wasn't a very good one for him because he ended up falling into a body of water near the Adventureland area before disappearing Friday evening. So he falls in the water, disappears, girlfriend's freaking out. It sparks a 130-person search comprised of 30 firefighters, 10 divers, 80 Disneyland employees, sniffer dogs, and military helicopters.
Oh my gosh.
Can't find him. He's gone.
What?
He's gone. So then, that was Friday night. In the early hours of Saturday morning, a gentleman was driving home more than a mile away from the park, nearly 2 miles away from the park, and he was quoted in saying, I was driving home on Saturday around 1 a.m. when I came face to face with a naked man. He was walking in the middle of the road. He did not have a centimeter of cloth on him, and he walked barefoot.
And it was our guy.
It was our It was our guy.
Okay.
He was nearly 2 miles away with no clothes and couldn't remember anything.
Days later.
A day later.
Oh, my gosh.
All he could say was, I took acid at the park. I can't remember my girlfriend's number, but you gotta give me back. So sure enough, this stranger, Benoit is his name, Benoit, takes him, puts some clothes on him, and drops him back off the park Saturday morning, nearly 24 hours later. And, yeah, they got a very stern talking to.
I would think, yes.
And they were arrested on drug use inside the park, but then they were let go.
Well, you know, yeah. It really just takes the phrase, the wonderful world of Disney, to a completely different spot.
And the wild thing is, visitors didn't even notice that there was a problem.
Of course not. Of course not. Because Disney is really good about that. Disney is great at crisis management.
Yeah, just look at all the Star Wars movies.
Okay, oh, come on. That was not...
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Andrew Dice Clay turned 62 yesterday. I mean, honestly, he really doesn't look a day over. Who gives a bleep?
All right. Fantastic. Stormy Daniels has settled her lawsuit over her arrest last year in Columbus, Ohio strip club for $450,000, and she will be paid entirely in singles.
And finally, a Kentucky man was arrested for kissing a live TV reporter, because in Kentucky, that kind of stuff belongs between a man and his goat.
Okay, what? Oh my God.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
2019 just keeps getting worse and worse. Just everything.
Wow. Has it been that bad?
I'm exhausted by this year, man.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
And the trends that have been happening, it's exhausting, and it just keeps getting worse. That the police in Lafarge, Wisconsin, they're anticipating that homecoming and Halloween are going to happen pretty close to one another.
Okay.
So they recently set some guidelines on Facebook for anyone who's planning on toilet papering a house.
They didn't call it TPing?
No.
Not the police
in Wisconsin?
Of course
they didn't.
Toilet papering.
That we got to be so serious all the time, and there's always got to be guidelines, that this was their quote. If children are going to toilet paper someone's property, they should first receive consent from the property owner and clean up the mess when they're done. So you got a consent form you got to go have filled out before you can TP someone's house?
That is, I mean, like, listen, it is vandalism. It is against the law pretty much everywhere. It is.
Get out of here.
But it is also a pretty harmless prank. Like,
compared
to
all the other pranks, so harmless.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
If given the option of all the nonsense I did to my neighbors and my school teachers and the people I tormented,
oh,
I would be like, please TP my house. And usually when I get older, like, I could become a fuddy-duddy of, like, screaming at kids, get off my lawn. But on this case, man, I'm kind of on the side of the kids. I'm just like, what are these police officers doing? One, bringing attention to it. You're coming across as just, like, dicks.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no, don't even think about TPing. Like, what?
I mean, yeah.
Can we not have any fun anymore? Can we not throw a couple of rolls of tea? And it's not like in the movies where, like, the whole house and the tree. And it's like, I watch those movies and I think, how did you do that? That never worked. You throw one roll of teepee and it's gone.
Right.
Like, you don't have someone on the other side of the house. You just huck it. All right, hand me another one.
Right.
That's pretty much all you do.
You just keep going. Yeah.
In a good rain, it's gone. It's all biodegradable. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the...
I'm team TP on this.
You are.
Hashtag team TP.
That out of context, that could be a weird team to be on, just throwing that out there.
I'd rather not be on hashtag non-TP.
Well, I guess that's true. I guess that would be correct, but...
I don't know. I just find it a little frustrating that in 2019, we can't even take a step back and be like, you know what? Kids are going to have some harmless fun. Kids are going to be kids. Let him TP the principal's house, for God's sake.
They can, as long as they get the principal's permission.
Fill out your consent form.
That's right.
Bring two forms of ID and your consent form, and we'll allow you to TP a home in LaFrange, Wisconsin.
Sign it in triplicate. You keep the pink copy. We'll file away the others. Thank you.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Nothing says, this is somebody else's problem, quite like a leaf blower.
If beer and food were affordable at sporting events, we would have never invented tailgating.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Today is National Ask a Stupid Question Day, so we've been celebrating all morning long by asking stupid questions just for fun and also sharing some of the stupid questions that have been asked to us. Like Kelly on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, is turkey beef or pork?
Oh,
a legitimate question my husband asked me.
It's chicken, right? KCMQ.
My personal favorite is when somebody calls you on your house phone and they're like, where are you?
People still have house phones?
Some do, yes. I think you might get that a little bit more like work now, right? Like,
is he living in 1999?
Perhaps.
What's happening?
Perhaps. Yikes.
That's wild. Off our texter, 1-800-455-1967. Someone asked our priest what time midnight mass started.
Good. Good. Yes. That is a dumb question.
Well, we got another text. I used to work at a garden center. People would come up to me while we were watering and ask us if we worked there. No, I just stop in and water people's plants.
I just do this for fun. This is just my hobby. My weird hobby.
Well, that happens a lot. It happened a lot growing up, but it still does as an adult. That you're fishing. Like, legitimately have a fishing pole in my hand. Maybe you just watched me cast, and you go, hey, what are you doing? Fishing? Yeah?
I've had it happen to me. I've accidentally done it to people. You're at the grocery store and you see somebody you know. Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh.
Just enjoying the scenery.
I usually respond with robbing the place. That, you?
Okay, all right. See, no.
You want in on the action?
KCMQ.
Hey, I used to wait tables at an Italian restaurant down here at the lake. Constantly got asked, how big is your 6-inch pizza? about half a foot.
That's a good response.
It really
is. Like, in the service industry, like you know, because this guy's going to eventually tip you, don't make him feel stupid, but, like, still answer the question. Not bad.
And that's hard telling him. Maybe they were just hitting on him. Maybe they weren't interested
perhaps
in the pizza.
Perhaps.
Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The store Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy. Ultimately, it's not a good idea for your company to run its finances like a 21-year-old. Like, you really hitched your wagon to that wrong hitch there. A survey found that 46% of people wish smartphones had never been invented. A survey guaranteed that 100% of people took on a smartphone. Yep.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
St. Louis, guilty of many crimes. I'm not even talking about the violent kind. I'm talking about guilty of many crimes against food.
Okay, what?
Well, we all remember St. Louis sliced bagels and that fiasco.
Oh, the St. Louis style sliced bagels, which actually made some sense if you like cream cheese. It allows for more cream cheese surface area.
And don't even get me started on St. Louis barbecue.
St. Louis barbecue is fine.
Which is just barbecue sauce off the shelf dipped in raviolis.
What? That is a gross misrepresentation of St. Louis barbecue.
But now this new edible invention is just unforgivable. Poptism is the ice pop truck that popped up all over the city. Everyone was excited to try it this summer. But now they're selling Provel-flavored popsicles. The cheese. Cheese-sicles. Provel, man.
If you've ever had Emo's Pizza, they use Provel cheese on their pizza. It's delicious,
I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not bad enough. that you put this processed cheese on some dough and you dare call it a pizza.
Wait, whoa, whoa.
It's more like lotion on top of saltine crackers.
Okay, that's not... don't be hating on St. Louis-style Emo's pizza, man.
Oh, I'll hate on it. I'll hate on it hard.
Then I'll just eat more of it. That's fine.
But to take this processed cheese and turn it into a popsicle? Come on, St.
Okay,
Louis.
No, I'm even a little weirded out by that. That seems a little too far.
How dare you? And this story was amazing because not only did Trevor send it to me, but I've been sick these last couple of days, and I've been having listeners blow me up about this story.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, you got to make fun of St. Louis. You got to make fun of, look what St. Louis is doing. You got to make fun of St. Louis.
Hey, listen, okay, I love Provel cheese. Provel cheese is delicious. Nah. And I mean, I'm not necessarily interested in it in popsicle form, but I'd try it. I think I'd try it.
You're so gross.
Did you have it? Like, is the Provel cheese in the actual pop? Like, do I need to take a lactose intolerant pill?
You're going to have to take
pill?
Dairy butt pills,
okay,
man.
All right. Okay.
That
all
is
right,
dairy butt on a stick for you. A
lactose intolerance. I was going to, you know, avoid that phrase. But okay. I was curious. Like, if I were to try it, I would need to pop some pills.
Yes, I definitely would. I wouldn't risk it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Adulthood is saying, but after this week, things are going to slow down a bit. Just over and over and over again. Thermometers are speedometers for atoms. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Worst date ever. So I gotta give you some background story. There's this Utah guy. We'll call him Kyler because that's his name.
Oh, okay.
Terrible name, by the way. Kyler? Come on.
It's not great.
He's 30 years old, and he went for a hike in a state park in June. Well, he came across the buffalo and was gored in a freak accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Flung in the air, gored. He sustained hip and shoulder injuries, as well as injuries to his ribs and internal organs. Like, he was in the hospital for a couple of days. Like, serious goring injuries. That happened in June.
Yeah.
Flash forward, this past weekend, he met this young lady. Things are going really well. Let's go for a date. I know the perfect place, Kyler says. I know the perfect place to take this young lady to the state park that I got trampled in June.
Oh, that's a bold choice.
Let's do this. So they start walking up the same trail. Can you guess what happened, Trevor?
Oh, go. No. Okay.
His date gets trampled by a bison on the same trail that he was gored and trampled in June.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me thing, I think, applies here.
So she was quoted saying, I looked back over my shoulder, and all I could see was the bison charging me. I'm up in the air thinking, what's going to happen to me after this? They flung her so high in the air, she had time to have a couple of thoughts.
Oh my God.
As she was flinging through the air.
That's not...
And the crazy thing is, it left her with a broken ankle, a gash on her leg. She's still in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's only been two attacks this year on that island, and they've both been around Kyler.
What is it about this guy? Is his
I think it's
body
his name.
Spray? Like, is his name? Is
Kyler. Who names their kid Kyler? You're 30.
There's some people do. I mean, that'll happen.
The pair have said they have no future dates planned on the island.
Really? No.
Worst date ever.
Bold choice.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Miami Dolphin fan was charged more than $700 for two beers at the stadium last Sunday. Haven't those people suffered enough? You monsters. Gene Simmons was hospitalized for kidney stones. Dr. Love said he shouted it out loud about his rock that caused him to roll all night stuck in his love gun. You're welcome.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
I got to give Zach a shout out again out in Boonville. It was his idea. He sent me this meme, and it's blowing up. It's hilarious. What's the toughest food mascot you could beat up? Call or text 1-800-455-1967, or let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
KCMQ. Ooh, Trailer Park Batman. Let's find out who Trailer Park Batman could beat up. KCMQ.
So the mascot that I'd beat up is Jack from Jack in the Box. Trevor, I'd kick his Jack in the ass.
Would you go for his giant foam head?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple of whacks to that head, and it'd be too heavy to carry, and then you could just knee him in his giant nose over and over again.
Wow. All right.
That was violent.
That was very violent.
Brett, on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, Count Chocula, make a cross out of spoons and sharpen the end of a wooden spoon to make a steak. I'd be a serial killer. Get it? Get it?
Brett. Points. Well done.
Well done, sir. Sherry called in saying, I'm only 5 feet tall, and I believe that I could take on the Lucky Charms, a leprechaun.
Ah, he's tricky. He's tricky. You got to be careful.
Oh, my God. What about, I think I might be able to beat up that kid, Mikey. Mikey likes it.
From Life Cereal.
Mikey's probably 40 years old now.
Older. He's got to be way older than that.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, how about the Hamburglar?
I don't know, man.
I could take on Hamburglar.
I couldn't take on Grimace.
Grimace is a different. That Grimace is like a purple monster.
Yeah, where is Grimace's weak point? I mean, does he have a weak point? Maybe. I don't know, man.
Reminds me like a Mike Tyson punch out character. I got him right in the belly button.
KCMQ, what food mascot do you believe you could take in a fight?
Yes, without a doubt, I've totally smushed the Hostess Twinkie kid.
Just squish him.
Yes.
How about this? The text reads, I'm a weenie, but I'm taking the frosted mini wheat dude down. The little cartoon mini wheat that turns around.
Oh, yes, yeah, with the weird, like, yes. Oh, my gosh. You got to start somewhere.
I love the self-awareness, though.
No, I think that's smart.
People are staying in their lanes.
100%.
It's amazing.
Really, really smart.
Oh, man, I think I could take on the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
I get it. He breaks through walls.
But
he's super top heavy. I'll sweep the leg, Johnny. He goes down. He spills out. I watch him spill out in front of me while I'm laughing hysterically.
There's all of that weight on top of those legs. How do you sweep it?
Just sweep it,
They're
man.
Like pillars.
Go in there, kick that ankle out.
I think that is a bold choice. That guy breaks through brick walls.
I ain't afraid of him.
And screams, oh, yeah, with a smile on his face.
No, he'd be screaming, oh, no, when he met me. What's the toughest food mascot you could beat up? 1-800-455-1967, or let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Night is the natural state of the universe. Day is only caused by a massive fiery ball that just so happens to be nearby.
Cherry tomatoes are ketchup flavored grapes.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. Fitzroundon Rubber Lease sells at leasetirecompany.com.
One dude in North Carolina won $750,000 over another dude that stole his wife.
That stole his wife?
Man, talk about a hell of a consolation prize for your wife cheating on you and then leaving you and your life being in ruins.
What? Like, what? How? How'd that happen?
This is wild. So the dude's name is Kevin Howard. He's from North Carolina. He'd been married to his wife for 12 years when he found out she'd been cheating on him with a coworker.
Okay.
She wound up leaving Kevin for this other dude.
Yeah.
Well, North Carolina is one of a handful of states that has something called alienation of affection laws. Those let you sue someone for, quote, purposefully interfering with the marital relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could go after the person
who stole your wife.
Who's like instead of just going after
seduced your wife, yeah.
Instead of going after your wife who cheated on you, who actually did the wrong to you, like going after the other person.
It's a two-person game.
Yes, it is. I'm not, but like the other this has always been the thing that's gotten me. Like, it's not only just in marriage, but just in relationships in general. When somebody gets cheated on somebody, it's awful. It's a horrible thing, and I don't wish it on anybody. But it always seems to be the person who was wrong doesn't go after their significant other, doesn't go after the person who said, no, I'm going to be true to you. They go after the other guy. Well, it's like, well, wait a minute. That guy didn't promise or vow or do anything with you.
Well, Kevin blamed his wife's coworker for seducing her, stealing her away, and destroying the marriage. So he sued the dude for the alienation of affection, and he just won a settlement of $750,000.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think it's amazing.
Oh, you stole my wife. You seduced my wife. Or did you not take your wife out on enough dates? Like, I don't, I mean, like, maybe it's not that simple. Like, but like, it seems like you're just trying to pass. What? Am I wrong here? Like, I mean,
I think you might be.
I feel like you're passing the buck onto somebody else when maybe you weren't spending enough time with your wife.
You don't know who this dude was.
I don't.
It could have been Don Juan rolling in there with a sweet ass mullet and spitting some hot game.
But even if it is Don Juan, even if it is, you know, is Brad Pitt, I don't care. Brad Pitt didn't make a promise to you. Your wife did. So wouldn't you be more mad at your wife?
I wouldn't sue your wife. That's half of your money.
I mean,
I'm not
going
to sue my wife to win my money back.
I guess. I mean, like, I don't know.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to sue the dude that's banging her now.
But you divorce and then I don't know. You do. I don't know what it is.
$750,000, man.
I just think it's weird that you can go after the other guy.
Almost makes you hope it happens to you one day.
No.
I said almost.
Okay. All right. That's all right. We're done.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A study shows Americans will use duct tape to fix everything from broken toilet seats to cuts and even wounds. I can vouch for the cuts and wounds, replied everyone with an HMO plan.
Okay. All right. Matthew McConaughey plays a weed kingpin in his new movie. He says he researched the role by being Matthew McConaughey.
And finally, a beer vendor at a Miami Dolphins game was arrested for charging a fan $724 for two beers. Even worse, the fan was $40 to have to watch the Miami Dolphins.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
If you listen to the show at all, you know that I'm a huge fan of horror movies. I watch them all day, every day, all year round. Like, I was legitimately watching Hobo with a Shotgun right before going to see Bob Seger. That's how I was pregaming.
That's how you're getting primed for Bob.
Oh, man, I was drinking a couple of seltzers.
Fantastic.
Watching Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, my gosh.
While the fiance was getting ready, and I was like, oh, it's jazz. I'm ready to go see Bob Seger. But apparently, researchers have found that watching horror movies may make your face age prematurely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? How? How does that happen?
Because of all the different faces you make when you're shocked and scared.
Oh, really?
But see, I don't get too scared at movies. I might get creeped out a little bit, but I don't jump and I don't wince. I'm like, ah! So, I mean, that's why I look so young and so beautiful.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Okay.
But they go on to say, too, that horror movies, thrillers, and even comedies can contribute to age lines because of all the different faces you make. And when you laugh, like, laughing is one of the worst things you can do.
But, like, that's like every movie. Like, we just supposed to watch, like, boring dramas so that we don't prematurely age.
So if you listen to the show, I apologize, because I've been prematurely aging your face for years.
If you've been listening to us from the beginning, you probably look like the Crypt Keeper at this point.
My God. That apparently a shocked expression is not good for your forehead lines. Squinting can give you frown lines and crow's feet. Oh. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you squint both when you laugh and when you're scared. Oh, no.
Is this information going to stop anybody from watching their favorite movies? Like,
what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take scotch tape and I'm just going to tape my eyelids open.
I don't think that's a good
idea. Clockwork Orange
right.
style.
Yes, good.
So my face can't move
right.
during movies.
That would be that's a bold choice.
And I would suggest you need to do the same if you're listening to the show.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Just because we make you laugh so much, I don't want to prematurely age your face. So that's what I'm not here for.
So when people, you're suggesting our listeners get up in the morning, scotch tape their face to hold it in position,
yes,
and then begin to listen to the show.
It's called a white trash facelift.
Okay.
We all know this.
All right, that's...
You can hide the tape behind your baseball cap.
Okay.
Your hillbilly hairpiece. It looks great, man. I've been wearing it for years. No one's noticed.
I don't know where to go from there.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Singing is yelling in cursive.
Every restaurant has a drive-thru, if you're brave enough.
No, that's,
give it a shot.
No, don't. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Baby boomer juggalos are losing their mind because Kiss will play a show in shark-infested waters for an underwater audience.
Okay, wait. There's a lot to unpack there.
That could be a shower thought, that Kiss fans are really just baby boomer juggalos.
Okay, in makeup only, like makeup and passion, I guess, would be the ways. That's it.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm just saying. Bunch of weirdos.
Okay.
What will happen? Two boats are going to go out into the waters off the coast of Port Lincoln, South Australia, which is known for its shark activity. Kiss will be in one boat. Full makeup and costume. They'll play a set of at least four songs. On the other boat, the eight fans will be lowered beneath the surface into a viewing submarine where they will listen to the show and possibly come face to face with some great white sharks.
So they're not watching Kiss. Kiss is on the boat. They're in the submarine.
That apparently this tour place has been using Kiss songs. Because people are so tired of hearing them, they thought, well, maybe the sharks will want to hear them now.
No, that's not. I don't think that's.
And that they're attracted to low frequencies and apparently repetitive lyrics.
Okay, that's
poor songwriting.
This is like, I mean, come on. Like, I like Kiss music. Like,
well, good for you.
Jeez.
Good for you. That apparently sharks are attracted to low frequencies and poor songwriting, and they are attracted to Kiss songs, and they come closer to where the music's being played.
Okay.
So they've been doing this in the past, and they thought, oh, well, let's just get Kiss to come out here and play at the show instead of us just playing Kiss songs underwater.
Okay.
So they'll be on the boat. The eight people, if you want to call them lucky, will get to go underwater and listen to Kiss songs while they hope they bring sharks in because of, again, sharks being attracted to poor songwriting and low frequencies.
No, okay. The low frequency part, I think, is the main takeaway there. That's interesting.
It's only $52.
Really?
But it's first come, first serve, and there's only eight spots.
People. Eight spots.
So good luck. I mean, my God. Wow. And I guess you got to fly out to Australia.
Yes, I guess you do. That's... Yeah, I'm curious. I wonder if Gene Simmons is trying to figure out a way of getting a Kiss logo on the belly of a great white shark.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I would think if he wasn't thinking about it now after I said it, that's a great idea. Oh, totally.
I'm sure he's got some underwear thong line out there that he's going to try to get the shark into.
Didn't need that visual.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.